at the Climate Depot up on screen. Climate Exorcism, seventh grader, wins global warming essay contest. We're being haunted. We desperately need an exorcist. All the kids' TV shows, I turn all of my children, it's climate monsters are going to kill you. Skeleton monsters are climate, they're going to get you. I mean, this is the total takeover by the control freaks, by the collectivists. In closing, talking to one of the preeminent individuals out there fighting this, Mark Morano, ClimateDepot.com. Mark, you're saying it's beginning to collapse. It is, as you've said, as all the evidence is, as you know, the ice caps that we're saying were melting. Well, they always melt in areas in the summer, and then it got even bigger in the winter. You were talking about, well, I mean, you haven't talked about how Mars' ice cap was getting smaller. Now it's getting bigger. You know, the sun has cooled off. That's the main driver. How do we beat them? I mean, how do you see this falling? Because their whole world government taxing scheme is based on the phony carbon control system, as the New York Times said, a tax on breathing. How do we beat them, and why are they collapsing?
Well, it's collapsing scientifically. It's how to beat them. The environmental left always has to have an eco scare, whether it's overpopulation, whether it's disappearing rainforest, the Amazon, whether it's global cooling in the 70s. And actually, the rainforest scare, if you recall, Sting's Rainforest Foundation, all the Hollywood celebrities, that was the big issue du jour in the 80s and 90s. The New York Times was forced to admit in January of this year that rainforests, for every acre cut, 50 are growing back. People are leaving the jungles. They're returning to nature. They quoted a scientist saying maybe it wasn't such an urgent cause after all to save the rainforest. In other words, they're the most intact forest, least threatened on the planet, and now that whole issue's died. But no one's out there saying sorry. You don't see Sting out there apologizing. I don't even think he does his concerts anymore. If he does, he doesn't get any attention with them. They've moved on to global warming. So I think what's going to happen is global warming will die when the next eco-scare comes along.
What is that?
I don't know yet. There's some people worried about whether we have enough oxygen. There's people that are going to go after either whether it's species. I don't know. Who knows? They're always very creative and clever. You don't know what the next scare is going to be. And that's not to say, I want to be clear here. You can't denigrate. There's a lot of scientists that are concerned about this. But I think what's happened is a lot of scientists who should know better are basically jumped on a bandwagon that has tens of billions of dollars involved in it. So say you study frogs. You do a study on frogs, no one really pays attention. You do a study on how global warming may impact frogs in the year 2040. Suddenly you're getting funding, your university's getting press releases, you're getting radio calls. So it's not that the scientist is necessarily doing anything wrong. He's just going along with the scientific tenor of the day, and it happens to be global warming because that's where all the money and attention is. So I'm not here doing a blanket denunciation. Not all scientists are Al Gore or even the United Nations. Many of them are concerned and they move forward, but the bottom line is, you know, even if we faced a climate crisis, nothing Washington or the U.N. has proposed would have anything.
Well, that was my final point, is I looked at the studies. If only the U.S. and Western Europe and Japan made big cuts, all the production would automatically move to third world nations, and it would actually increase greenhouse gases.
Environmentalists are worried it's going to increase emissions. I got to jump here now, but thank you very much. Enjoyed it. And our website's climatedepot.com.
Thank you so much for coming on with us. Perfect timing there because we now have Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman, I want to get your take with internationalforecaster.com, their once-a-week visit with us, on what's happening with the economy this week. Thousands of dealerships. They're saying 1,000-plus Chrysler, 1,300. I've got the article. I think it's 1,300. You can correct me if I'm wrong. General Motors are being told they're being shut down, and it's being handed over to Fiat, Bilderberg-owned. Gold is exploding. Bob, what's coming up in this interview?
Well, I think that Chrysler is talking about 38,000 jobs being lost. And I don't think that figure's been bandied around yet. And it's just devastating. And, of course, this is a reflection of the policies that have been in place since about 1980 of moving all sorts of manufacturing and industry out of the United States under the guise of free trade, globalization, offshoring and outsourcing. And
stay there. Got a break. We'll come back. We'll get into that. Yeah, this is the glories of globalization. This is the glories of NAFTA and GATT, the glories of the New World Order. And they're, George Soros and others are saying it is glorious for them, but not for you, not for me. Bob Chapman, our guest, internationalforecaster.com. Our sites are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Got a big news blitz coming up. The last 5 minutes of the show or so with Bob Chatham. We're going to play a video clip of an American in England having the police come over and say you can't videotape any of these downtown buildings. He's about 100 yards away from the U.S. Embassy. We're going to charge you with terrorism. They promised when they passed that law it wouldn't be misused. They arrested hundreds of journalists, mainline journalists as well, in England saying you can't videotape anything now. So they put cameras on you, but you can't put cameras on them. We're going back to Bob Chapman here in just a moment with his economic report on what's happening. And don't forget, I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time here. If you don't have an AM or FM in your area, you can always listen at InfoWars.com. Acolablue.com, atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride and limited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water a day. That's 7.5 gallons. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. Your own source of clean water from the air. Again, it goes through 7 great filtration systems. This is wonderful. I have one here in the office. I have one at my house. We absolutely love it. Ecolablue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043. That number, 800-691-6043, Ecolablue.com. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, for stations that just joined us, you were getting into what it means to have Chrysler and GM going under, going into receivership. what's happening with gold, what's happening with the stock market, the Bilderberg Group meeting. Jim Tucker's now got info. I'm going to tell you the latest info on that that just broke an hour ago here on air, hour and a half ago. Get your take on that. But continue with the real economy and what's happening there.
Well, I think, as I said before, that the problems at Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, and all of the manufacturers in the United States are a product of a planned obsolescence of American manufacturing, which began almost 30 years ago. I wrote about it back in the early 80s because I had followed what these people were up to. And, in fact, the first article I wrote was in 1967 on this. And, of course, I was a madman, and now I'm not a madman. I'm a mad old man. But anyway, this is part of the plan to deindustrialize the United States. And it is the very cornerstone of bringing the American economy financially and economically to its knees so that these people can create and implement world government. And this is part of the plan. And so it's not surprising to me. It's devastating for America. It's devastating for our fellow citizens who are going to be losing their jobs. And as we know, the 5 million jobs that were lost in the last 8 years via this method, most of those fellows and ladies who are making some $30 an hour are now lucky if they can make 15, and most of them are making less than that. And that obviously is going to continue. And at the same time, when we have pulling at the bottom of the economy, probably about 30 million illegal aliens, of which probably 15 or 12 million work. And because of their status, they receive low wages, and they pull wages down at the lower level. And at the same time, they take jobs away from Americans, American citizens. So we have this worst of all world circumstance that we're going through here. Now, one of the highlights I saw today is that there is a Buy American mode going on. And I just got a piece out of the Globe and Mail from Toronto regarding that, which is in the next issue. And they are now in government contracts in the United States demanding American parts be used. And in Canada, they're retaliating by municipalities and other governmental units not using made in America implements, equipment, whatever you want to call it. And the point I'm getting at here is this is the beginning, and it's not a trade war. It's not going to be a trade war. What it's going to be is an inward facing of each country trying to save their own economies. And they're all going to tit for tat. They're all going to erect their little barriers. The Chinese and the Russians have already started doing it some time ago. And we're going to see a lot more of it. And all I can tell you is that the best thing the Congress can do is pass tariffs on goods and services, because that will mean that all of these cheap things that are bought, or I should say less expensive things that are bought from overseas, will have a tariff on them, and they'll have to compete. They can't compete on their slave labor anymore. And that's good, because then Americans can make those products in America, and then those companies that left our shores can return, because it won't be worthwhile for them to stay outside the country anymore. And unfortunately, I'm the only commentator and letter writer that I know of who advocates this, and I wish more would. But anyway, this is where all this came from. This is where it's going. And quite frankly, if we continue to allow them to do what they're doing, I don't know who's going to be working at what anymore.
Well, Bob Chapman, let me comment on the two points that you just made. The globalists are corporate raiders. They're banker takeover masters. They like to destroy economies so they can set up top of their fiat currency and liquidity that they make out of nothing and back up with the military to then buy everything up as it implodes. So that's why George Soros, as you know, is bragging. This is the best time of his life. He helped engineer it. Oh, it's so wonderful. Ha, ha, ha. And he funded Obama. You know, this is a big joke to them. and then you expand into the tariffs and trade. The first countries to put their tariffs up are usually the ones that get saved. We'll be the last to do it, and then by then we'll be so shot, the media will say the tariffs did it. You know, that's how they always do it. And this is a lesson in globalism. This was meant to make us dependent on the internationalists. This was meant to make all nations dependent on each other instead of national sovereignty, the bankers above it. And we're now here, and NAFTA and GATT have destroyed us, and the World Health Organization, World Trade Organization, all these different bureaucracies are taking over. The Bilderberg Group agenda is to set up this new World Health Organization with total power over all our health departments. Everything we talked about is now happening, and the very bankers that engineered it all are now the saviors up there posing as our saviors. And the New York Times reports, like it's a good idea, that government readies youth corps to take on vets. And the first line of the New York Times says they're preparing paramilitary squads of high schoolers, middle schoolers, the scouts, to take on gun owners and veterans. I mean, Bob, as much as we know about this, do you ever still pinch yourself like we're in the Twilight Zone?
You know, it's hard to believe it's come to this. We always were afraid that it would evolve this way. And when I saw those children, of course, they're young adults with mock weapons being trained to combat terrorists. And I have it in the next issue, as you have. And I was shocked. I mean, they you know, nothing is sacred as sacrosanct. I think a lot of parents are going to pull their children out of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and Cub Scouts because of this. I don't think they want them under the aegis of something that's like the Hitlerjunga. And that's really what this amounts to.
Well, I mean, you worked against the Russians in Berlin. For all the old guys that were army officers or in the military, or even people that are, you know, 40, 50, who remember when we were taught this was tyranny, the American people, even when I was a kid, were taught this was tyranny, and I'm only 35. I mean, this is tyranny. One of these things alone would be tyranny, as a London Guardian reporter said earlier, but there's hundreds of them. I mean, they are going down every checkoff list of hardcore tyranny and double-checking. I mean, they are just pulling out all the stops here because they know the people are going to resist this banker takeover, and so they've been building up forever against this. It doesn't look like it's confirmed, Bob. They're going for broke. This is going to get hot. They're going all the way.
Yeah,
they're not stopping.
Alex, you're right. And incidentally, I'd like to interject that George Soros was convicted of market rigging in France in appeal to the highest court and lost. So he's a convicted felon who paid a fine. And then he was just recently nabbed in Hungary for the same thing, and he had to pay a large fine there. So the guy is a crook. So all of you people who didn't know, George Soros is a crook.
But why is he so arrogant? I mean, he's a smart criminal who funds the big liberal websites that attack me every day now, and he literally funded Obama, but why would he tell a press conference? I mean, it was literally in scores of papers a month ago, as you know, Bob. I'm having the best time of my life. This is the culmination of my life. You know, I've basically engineered this, which is him bragging. He's only one part of a gaggle, you know, that did that. Why would the little bastard brag that he's causing all this pain? I guess it's just...
Well, he's bragging for his whole group because he's an integral part of it. And as you know, he got his start by deceiving Jewish people in the country in which he was born while working for the Gestapo so that they could confiscate the goods of Jews, he being Jewish himself. Did you know that?
I knew that he was Jewish and that he was connected to some of the thuggery, yes. It's kind of like Madoff.
He's a bad, bad person. But anyway, the arrogance is...
Well, no, hold on. Tell us more about that because, hold on. I mean, I vaguely knew about that, but refresh me fully about him. And I knew Madeleine Albright's dad was a commissariat who killed over a million. That's mainline information and all the stolen arts in her house of people they robbed, including Jews, but also other people. I know that most people, John Chalikashvili's dad was the top Nazi in Poland helping. I mean, I know same thing with, you know, all of these people. Same thing with Zbigniew Brzezinski. But you're saying that that Soros, tell us about that.
Well, Soros, very simply, was probably 12, 14 years old at the time, and the Germans had invaded, and the Germans were rounding up Jews to send them to internment camps and slave labor camps and extermination camps or whatever. And his job, because he was taken on with the Gestapo, I assume he told them that he wasn't Jewish. And
stay there. Let's hear about it when we get back. Got a break, Bob. More straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen, with Bob Chapman, internationalforecast.com. Check it out today. Our site's at prisonplanet.tv.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, virucide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kit's hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to hazerrid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D hazerrid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. And order today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Yeah, most of the alpha maggots that work for the New World Order worked for the Soviets or the Nazis, and then their children are then the people running things now. But I knew that Soros had some bad things going on in his background. Go ahead and finish up with that story, Bob Chapman.
very despicable, because what he did was go to Jewish families and tell them, look, I'm Jewish, and I'll help you hide your stuff and get you out of the country and that sort of thing. And he found out where their wealth was, and, you know, the next day they marched in with the Gestapo and took their wealth and then, you know, put them on a train and sent them someplace. And so, you know, this is the worst of the worst. It's just like Madoff and what he did to all the Jewish charities and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that as a human being. And I just want to let people know this arrogant, connected member of the Illuminati, where he's coming from. And it's not a very illustrious history, that's for sure.
Yeah, I had seen that, but I'm glad you gave us more details. Well, you know about Albright, her dad is on record killing a million and then stealing everybody's stuff. I mean, these people are sick. And then she was on 60 Minutes with all these million-dollar famous paintings behind her, stolen from famous families by the Soviets. They really want to do that here. I mean, look at how all the Trotskyites came over here and founded the neocon movement. I mean, it's so weird that every founding neocon was a Trotskyite who then decided they'd take over the conservative movement, and they've done it. Then you've got the left over here. They're all controlled by a bunch of criminals, Bob.
That's right. And it's always been that way, and that's what this whole bag is all about. This is a white-collar criminal element, if you may, and some of them before were not white-collar, but they are now. And that again, is their arrogance. They can get away with anything. I mean, like, look, as an example, yesterday, Carlyle Corporation was fined, I'll guess, at $20 million. It's in this issue coming out tomorrow. And what they were doing in order to get funds from the state of New York to invest for the state of New York, they were paying people off. And they were doing it through intermediaries, hoping that if something happened and they get caught, the intermediaries would be blamed. And of course, they said they didn't know what they were doing. And of course,
well,
they
Bob,
did.
I had a state
but
senator
the
on
point,
your...
The bottom line is this. There's two sets of jurisprudence in America. The guys at the top never get put in jail, or hardly ever, and they pay a fine, and they go back and do it the next day. The average American goes and does that, he's doing 5 to 10.
Absolutely, but the point I was going to interrupt was, it's confirmed there's federal bounties, and they have to increase them each year to even get their quota to kidnap kids, and that they're told how to lie. Just like recruiters are told to tell kids, sign the paper or you'll be arrested, and then they get promoted when they get caught. And she was giving documented cases where they don't just have bounties on kids, but where the adoption agencies that may be getting $400,000 for the blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid, they say, we need this many this week, go out and get them. And they go out and comb and get them. And it may be pedophiles who want, they say, I want a 7-year-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed, or I want a dark-haired girl, or I want a black girl. And they literally have been caught. She's got the documents where they go out and grab your kid, and they're getting payoffs and legal money. I mean, pretty soon, I mean, will it take bureaucrats eating our children on the front lawn, barbecuing them, and then if you don't like it, the SWAT team comes? I mean, how evil does this government have to get, Bob? How illegitimate?
Well, I think a lot of Americans realize this, and I got a report last week from several different gun shows, people standing 15 deep, waiting to buy a minimum. They wouldn't sell small lots of 1,000 rounds or more of ammunition at any given time. And they, at this one particular show, I got details on, they brought in two of these great big large trailers full of all kinds of cased ammunition. And in 3 or 4 hours, it was all gone. So I think the American public's catching on. They know something's going to happen. And they're trying to prepare for it because they know that their system hasn't been working for them.
I agree, Bob, and I think the dirty bankers are used to rolling over Cuba and Cambodia and Russia and China. I think they've miscalculated, and I think America's going to find its old vicious instincts, and it's going to be a hell pit. It's going to be an absolute wall-to-wall bloodbath unless the New World Order backs off now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We are not taking any prisoners, and if they think they're going to hide, they're not. We'll find them.
Well, that's the issue. When this war is all, you know, said and done, I want to make sure all the bankers are arrested. And I mean the elite bankers, not your corner grocer, you know, the delivery boy. Bob Chapman, stay with us. Financial news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a dress rehearsal. You're only alive one time. Make it count. Choose which side you're on. Get out of the middle of the road. Don't be hot nor cold, but lukewarm. Choose. You're going to serve the New World Order? You're going to serve liberty and freedom and the God of creation? That is the choice. All right, let's go back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I've been asking the questions here. I want you to take a few minutes out to get into anything that you think is important. I would imagine that always seems to be metals. Where do you see the market going in metals, but also in other commodities? We've seen gold and silver racing up, then the big banks trying to pound it down, but it seems they're not having as much success. Chinese starting to dump the dollar, other nations publicly dumping the dollar. How long can this hold, or can they just keep playing games forever? Because normally gold would be going down in the summer. What are we going to see this fall?
Well, I think the rules about gold going down at this time or that time, you can throw them out the window. Because of the intercession into the markets by the United States government and others in the manipulations that have gone on, that anything can happen at any time. The suppression of gold has happened because central banks, in conjunction with one another, were gold sellers, and they have been over the past 10 years or more. And, you know, we saw England selling gold at 275, sold out three-quarters of their gold, and now they're offside about $7 or $8 billion that they threw down the sewer, so to speak. But the point is this. They only had 33,000 tons. My guess is they probably get less than 5,000 tons left. And how they've been deceiving everybody is that they have been leasing gold to bullion market makers, which would be J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs, etc. And they would take this gold, and they would either pay a half a percent interest or no interest, or sometimes they get paid to take the gold off the central bank's hands. And they would sell it into the market to depress the price at certain times. Now, what's happened in the interim, the central banks didn't want people to see them doing that, so they leased the gold to the bullion dealers, who in turn sold it. The little trick here is that in their accounting procedure, all of these central banks are holding this leased gold on the books and still having had it when, in fact, it was sold long ago. So I tell you that because they don't have much gold left.
That's what I was about to ask you. I've seen that in the news where a lot of big nations and corporations are starting to say, we want our gold out of your vaults.
Well, Germany just asked for theirs. Switzerland asked for theirs. And, you know, I got a question today by email. Well, why are they doing that? Well, very simply, they don't trust the Illuminists running the United States government anymore.
That's what I was about to say. When you start seeing countries moving their gold reserves out of private central bank vaults, that is a, you know, that's like seeing a giant thunderhead with lightning and wind blowing at you, and it's boiling towards you. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that the economic tumult we're already in is just the very leading edge, Bob.
Well, it's like lightning over the Treasury building. And incidentally, Dubai has asked for their gold from the British. And so I think there's a few now countries who would like their gold in their own vaults.
So is this the heading towards the exits? Is this the heading towards the exits?
Yes, I think it is. And I don't think they can get away with this leasing facade much longer. And I don't think they have much gold left to sell in the market anyway. And so I think that this is going to come to an end, and I think it will come to an end as soon as gold and silver break out. And they're both in reverse head and shoulders formations technically, which means, and these are long-term formations, which means that when they do break out, the two of them will go berserk. And I don't think it's very far away. And that's why Ted Anderson and I and others have been saying, look, take this opportunity created by the Illuminists of driving the prices of these metals down to where they should not be by buying them. And then when the leverage disappears and gold and silver take off, you'll be able to keep your wealth intact, and you might even become wealthy.
Bob, what's the time frame on this then? I mean, gold's up, what, 50-something bucks in the last week. Silver's up a few bucks. I mean, do you see it going up before it goes back down for another, you know, testing a bottom, or do you see it just racing back through like we had last summer, but instead of going up to 1,000 something, 1,200, 1,300, 1,400? I mean, are we going to see the next time it crashed? How high do you think it'll go?
Well, I think it can easily go to 1,200 for starters, and then it probably will feed upon itself and get back up to or go to 2,000 on the gold. And, you know, I have a lot of subscribers who are very heavily involved in gold-related assets. And they say, well, you know, I've got another million here, or I've got another 10,000, what do I do? And I say, well, you can buy more here. I know you've got a lot already. But then again, if you want, you can wait until we pass through 1,000 and then pay a higher price, knowing that we've broken out. But I say that to people who have positions or large positions. And, you know, there's not much product out there, either in the coins or even in the shares. There's not much to choose from.
Well, that's why you
it's
see all
like
these ads.
In 78, 79.
Yeah, when you had plenty of it. Well, no, I mean, I would say that's why
well,
you see all the
hundreds of stocks in South Africa, and I used to do them. They used to yield between 12 and 25% annually, you know, the dividend. And, you know, I bought stocks like Free State to Gadul did $8, and it went to $50. East Rand Proprietary and Durban Deep went from 35 cents to 51 and $54 in that time frame of 4 years. Of course, most of these companies aren't around anymore. But the point is, when the game really starts, it'll be something else. I mean, you'll pick up the paper and you'll see an MS64 that was trading for $1,500 3 months before that's selling for $5,000. Or you look at Agnico Eagle, which is selling around 53, and now it's selling, could be selling at 144. I mean, these are the kind of moves you're going to see. And I've been there. I've been in every bull market in gold since 1960.
Now, Bob, the point I was going to make is you see these ads everywhere, in print, on TV, radio, sell your old gold, and they give them way under what it's worth. Folks, what does that tell you when there's all these ads trying to buy your gold? That's because there's a shortage everywhere, and companies are trying to buy this stuff up right now. Most coin dealers still have very low supplies of gold and silver. It's way jacked up prices. And speaking of that, we got a guest coming up, who was an American who was told he couldn't videotape an Englander, he'd be charged as a terrorist. That video and audio is coming up here in just a few minutes. Video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for everybody else, but this video is up on Infowars.com. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up for the weekend because Ted still has gold, and he's almost out of it. And this has happened before, folks. He's going to be out soon. He still has quite a few different types of coins that are collector coins, but that he's selling at bullion prices from 2 weeks ago. But he's selling out. In fact, let's bring Ted up. Ted, you said you're getting pretty low, but on the sovereigns and on the francs, you got some other coins that you got at positions, you know, 2 weeks ago. Gold's up 50-something bucks since then. Silver's up, and you've got the half dollars. Tell folks what you've got, Ted Anderson.
I'll do that right now, Alex, because, yeah, you and I kind of went over the inventory last week, and we had an incredible sum of British sovereigns and French francs at that 880 level. They're not all sold out, therefore I'm going to hold it right through the weekend, but I still have the franc at 214 and I have the British sovereign at 267. Now, Bob is so eloquent about how he articulated what's going on. With the market, when it hits that $1,000 level, there's a tremendous amount of pressure from central banks, the countries of the world, trying to press it back down. And if you're a trader like me, you get to see that. You get to read that. And that's why when the gold was down there around 880, it creates a little position where I can get in and I can pick up, you know, $500,000 to $1 million worth of gold coins to have them made available later on because, you know, it's like a rubber band. You're pushing it down, but you know it's going to spring back. They don't have enough reserves to hold it together. And really the gold market tells the story. They're trying to put the smoke and mirrors in front of us, but the gold market keeps coming back and raging through. You're right about that head and shoulders things, Bob. When we get through that $1,000 level, you know, that's the resistance point. And when it breaks that point, you know, I really truly believe we'll see $1,500 gold or better. And it's not going to be a short term thing. It's going to just like you'll get through that thousand. It'll hold. And next thing you know, 1200, 1500. And now you're trading at a level where gold comes down to 1200 bucks and looks like a good buy then. But Alex, at this point in time, the stuff that I've accumulated here just a couple weeks ago, a week ago, is trading in that 880 range, and now we have $930 gold. My prices will be going up, and more than likely I'll have to, you know, raise those prices on Monday just because of the fact that, you know, I'm not a miracle worker. I'm not creating gold from nothing. I actually have to buy it. And when I have the opportunities, I just hope the central banks try it again, because they're losing that battle. And every time they make gold a better buy, I'm in there trying to snap up deals. And then I can offer them later on.
So, Ted, but you will guarantee the deal through midnight coming up on Sunday evening into Monday morning. Brokers will be there all weekend on the sovereigns, on the francs. What else do you have at that 880 level?
Well, the silver and the Franklin halves at that 869 level, that reflects silver at $11 an ounce. The silver's been real strong, and the Lakota coin, even at 1966, with silver as strong as it is, I'm sure that thing's going to be trading over $20.
Yeah, but Ted, stop right there. Let's explain this to people. You had Lakotas at $17, which they're $25 everywhere else. You had to go up to 19 when you bought more because silver had gone up so much. You still have silver half dollars, the Franklins, at the price when silver was $11 factored in. Now what is it, 14?
Yeah, it's trading right at 14. It pokes up to about $14.20, then it gets down to the high 13s. Right now, the last time I looked, silver was at $14 even, hit 14.22.
Okay, but regardless, folks, if you can't figure that out, Ted is selling silver at the price it was when it was $11 an ounce factored in. You can find nothing like this. Check for yourselves, 800-686-2237. I just believe in this so much, folks. And that's what I bought last week was some silver. I bought some Lakotas back at that 17 level. And you can still get it with these half dollars. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The trusted name, Midas Resources, Patriots, great folks. And what other little gold coins you got? I know I saw that huge inventory you had a week ago or so you showed me, but I know that's almost all gone. What do you got left? Anything else? You got the buffaloes?
Yeah, we do have some buffaloes, but Alex, I think if somebody bought 20 of them from me, they'd take out my whole inventory. And I wish I could buy 1,000 of them, but I just can't.
Can't get them. What else you got?
They're that tough. You know, the other thing, too, is these halves that we're talking about. Just about a year ago at this time, I couldn't get anything at all. I mean, if I had $1 million to buy, it wouldn't matter because nobody had them to deliver. And at that time, I did. So, you know, that was just the experience I had just then. And the things are breaking loose here. I mean, there's so much going on economically that you know that gold and silver is going to be hot.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And the brokers will be there all weekend until midnight tonight. Ted Anderson, thank you so much. I hope folks take advantage of this deal.
Yeah, well, not just midnight tonight, going right through Sunday. Yeah, you can go ahead and we'll honor these prices clean through the weekend, and we'll see what's going on Monday. Maybe, who knows, maybe we can get another opportunity to buy them low. I doubt it, though.
Yeah, take advantage of it. Thank you, Ted. Just asking you, Bob, because you're separate from Genesis and Midas, is that a good deal on gold and silver you just heard?
Oh, yes, it is. And I've been a buyer myself. And gold right now is up 350 in the late trading in the outside months, which is June. And I don't know what spot closed at today, but gold is acting strongly. And I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't up firmly on Monday, which is not normally a good day for gold. And so, you know, the prices anywhere in this level, you know, people say to me, well, should I wait to see if it comes down? Look, you're not traders. You can't second guess this market. Just buy it. Just buy it. You know,
that's what I do.
I don't even ask what the price is. I just say, this is what I've got. Can you buy this or that with that? And that's it. I don't even look.
Well, the bottom line is that I bought gold. It was $300 an ounce, and I've done well. And I bought silver, and it was $5 an ounce. Now, we got a guest coming up in the next final segment, Bob. And I want you to comment on this briefly when we come back. All over England, I've been there. They walk up and say, you can't have a camera. It's an act of terrorism to videotape them. Now they're arresting people in the U.S. videotaping. This guy was 100-plus yards away from the embassy. U.S. Paramilitary guys come over, the British come over and read him the riot act. Let's play that video, then we'll come back and talk to the man briefly it happened to and get Bob Chapman's take on it. Here is the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the audio for everybody else, but the audio is very self-explanatory as well. Here it is. He's on a sidewalk videotaping a statue in England. He's in like a park. And he's probably about 100 yards away from the entrance. Now he's about 60, 70 yards. Now he's about, you know, he's a little bit closer to that area. I guess that's an entrance. And how dare him try to videotape this? You know, I was just in Canada a few years ago videotaping the U.S. Embassy. It's interesting. You know, they've got cameras everywhere watching us. And watch, they come over and give him the terrorism code. Everything's for terrorism. Now he's even further away from the embassy. He's walking by some police. He's by a city street. I guess you can't videotape city streets. What is it this thought criminal done? By the way, all these reporters are getting arrested in Greece right now at Bilderberg.
Hello. Sorry?
Can I ask you what you're filming, please?
The American Embassy.
Okay. Can you show me what you filmed?
I don't have to.
You don't have to, no. If I believe that you're actually filming security points for terrorism reasons, then I can arrest you for filming.
I promise you I'm not filming it.
I don't know if you promise me or not. Don't put me on the camera. Can you show me what you're filming, please?
Yeah, we're going to... He's got a machine gun.
Do I have to show you what
you're doing now, sir? Because I believe you might...
They're going to videotape you all day and face scan you and treat, but you're a terrorist. See, it's all about the state getting to say we're terrorists. We'll finish it up. Back up about 20 seconds. We'll come back in with that dry. No music. Don't want to waste the 5 minutes we've got. We'll briefly talk to Charlie Veach, I believe he pronounced it, the American who was there. And we'll talk about a lot more. Get Bob Chapman's brief comment on that in the final segment. Straight ahead, stay the course. And I'll be back this Sunday, live 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday edition. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Hello. Sorry?
Can I ask you what you're filming, please?
The American Embassy.
Okay. Can you show me what you filmed?
I don't have to.
You don't have to, no. If I believe that you're actually filming security points for terrorism reasons, then I can arrest you for filming.
I promise you I'm not filming it.
I don't know if you promise me or not. Don't put me on the camera. Can you show me what you're doing, please?
Do I have to show you what I'm doing?
You do now, sir, because I believe you may be using that for terrorist reasons. So
Under
Section 44 of the Terrorism Act, of what you're actually filming, please.
Seriously?
Seriously, sir. You might stop filming now.
See, no more warrants.
I'm American. I can film my own embassy.
I don't care who you are, sir. You might stop filming now, please.
Oh, sir, I mean, with all due respect, you're a human being. I'm a human being.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to search under Section 44 of the Terrorism Act, okay? You understand what I'm doing?
Yep.
Okay. Chris of this, okay, I need to tell you certain things. My number is 7-9. Stop filming while I'm doing this, please, sir.
Yeah, sure, but do I have to stop filming?
Yes, you do.
Can I just leave it recording?
No.
Why not? Well, I'm in a public area.
Also, I'm starting to explain to you why I'm actually stopping you under the Terrorism Act. Just you want to put back down, sir, and stop filming the officers.
Okay, I'll put it
down. Under the Terrorism Act.
And there you see the American goons all backing him up. This is what they're doing here as well. They're arresting people everywhere, but they just don't have the law yet. Bob Chapman, what's that sound like to you?
It sounds like a police state. And, you know, these policemen better smarten up because they may end up on the other end of the stick along the way. And
they just love calling citizens terrorists. They just get off on it. It's their excuse. Let's go to Charlie Veach. Charlie, you were over there. Why were you filming the evil embassy? You're some kind of Al-Qaeda person.
Oh, of course I am, yes. Well, I was just riding my bicycle on a nice sunny day in central London, and Mayfair is one of the nicest, poshest, most touristy areas of London. And the American embassy is very, very interesting. It's very open. It's very public. Anyone can walk past and have a look. So I decided to, with my new camera, just film along the right-hand side of it and just see if there was going to be a reaction, and the reaction was actually quite
astonishing. You can go to Google Street View. You can, everybody, it's crap. They don't want us taping them while they tape us. So how did all this end?
Well, they actually switched the viewfinder of my camera off forcibly, and then they held out my arms by the wrists. So I was there like prostate on the cross, and they actually rifled through my pockets without asking me anything, and they took my ID out, and they radioed me in, and they said that the reason they had to use force was because I wasn't compliant, that I was actually being rude to them, and they were actually just saying, yeah, you're a terrorist, and you might be able to use this for terrorist purposes, so we have every right to treat you as such. And the reason why I was probably a bit too polite to them is because in Britain they have the right to detain you for 28 days without charge, and I was actually scared.
But maybe we should force that issue, because these guys also spy on the parliament without... Bob Chapman, in closing, I've got video here of a school teacher kicking a 5-year-old in the face. The state is treating us like slaves. It's out of control. Bob Chapman, how do we stand up against this? Start rolling that, folks, in the background without audio.
Well, I think the best thing to do is get your videos out and all the things that you do, Alex, and keep on piping it over the airways. And I keep on telling them the same thing that you are. And that's really all we can do.
Absolutely. Listen, Charlie Veach, I want to do a whole show on this with a bunch of people in England being arrested and detained for videotaping cops even at their front door. I want to do a whole show on this the next week, and we'll have you back up. Do you have a blog or website or MySpace folks can check out?
Yeah, absolutely. If you follow the video which I sent you, which you've just been showing, my YouTube channel is all dedicated to just basically confronting the authority state which they've created in the United Kingdom. So I have lots of videos. So if you just search for CV or just follow the video, you can actually go to my channel on YouTube. And there's dozens of videos very similar to the one I sent you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Jason Burmis will be covering more of this tonight, 9 to midnight, with the InfoWarrior. Bob Chapman, I almost forgot. Fire out the number for folks to get a free copy of the International Forecaster newsletter to get the latest one.
Toll free, 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178, either by email or hard copy.
Bob, we'll see you again next Friday. God bless you, folks. I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Retransmission of the show with Jim Tucker and others. Breaking Bilderberg news right now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.